This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, comedian Chad Daniels. He's coming up right after this.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian-approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes, so you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
Man, it's Donnie Baker, man. Heard you guys talking about how hot it's been lately. I just want to say, I don't know what you're all complaining about anyways, because a heat wave is the best time to find out if a chick puts out or not. I swear to God it is. Man, most guys think the best way to find out if a chick is on a pork-intensive diet is to go reading through her diary or rooting through her panty drawers. But hell, chances are you're going to get busted. And even if you don't get busted, you almost never find any panties that fit anyways. I mean, everything you need to know about a woman can be found in one place, man. Her freezer. Oh. I swear to God that's true. And now that it's so hot, man, you got the perfect excuse. I mean, just say you need some ice for your Mountain Dew. She'll probably offer to get you some, but just sweet talk her and stuff. Say something like, oh, no, baby, have a seat. Your ankles need a rest anyways. Then when you got your head in the freezer, here's what you have to look for. Mm-hmm. The clues are right in your face. Number one, man, if she's got an old wilted corsage or a sad slice of wedding cake from when she was a bridesmaid, get out fast, man. Don't even look back. I mean, she might be up for a pork delivery, but not before you have to watch a bunch of chick flicks. You know the ones I'm talking about, the ones with either Meg Ryan's or Hugh Grant's in them. Anyways, man, she'll want you to watch chick flicks, go shopping, and meet her parents. It ain't worth it. I swear to God, it ain't. And that's one thing you gotta like about crack whores, man. They almost never want you to meet their parents, which is just as well, because what would you say to them anyways? Hey, sir, your daughter's got a really nice shaped skull. I swear to God she does. I mean, it's just awkward conversation. And if she's one of these biological clock-ticking chicks that only wants to get pregnant, you'll know that when you're in her freezer. Just look around and see if she's got a bunch of her eggs in there, man. I mean, lots of women are doing that nowadays. I swear to God they are. I looked it up. They freeze their eggs and keep it in Pez dispensers. And if you see one, don't even make an excuse. Just dive through the window like Pete Rose. Mine hit the ground running, go head first and get the hell away from her. But man, there is a telltale sign in freezers. It is good news. If you find an old big bag of like popsicles in there, then you know she's a keeper. Man, popsicles mean she gets lots of practice on her technique, if you know what I mean. I swear to God she does. Plus, you can swipe a cherry one, put it in your Mountain Dew instead of an ice cube. Hell, it's like throwing a bachelor party for your tongue. I swear to God it works. But make sure you dig deep in that freezer, though, man. Because even if she does have popsicles, she might still be hiding like a bag of chicken nuggets. The worst kinds. You know, the ones shaped like dinosaurs? Man, that means she has kids. And kids have to eat dinosaur-shaped nuggets. It's state law. Man, that happened to me one time. This chick's like, what are you afraid of, Donnie? You afraid of a little child support? That's un-American. I was like, whatever, Patty. You know me. These colors don't run. But you can bet your ass these pumas do. I said it right to her face. I gotta go.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Pat Godwin's here, Christy Lee,
yeah.
Josh Arnold,
Chick.
Ace Cosby. Hey. We're all here. We've got a swell guest in the studio. Tom, would you like to cover that?
Yeah, we got a swell guest not in the studio also.
Let's be here now. Let's just concentrate on what we're doing now.
I just met the lovely Kelsey Cook, and we're going to get her in here shortly. We also have, what's his face? Oh, I'm sorry. It's a comedian, Chad Daniels. He's right here.
No, this is all the time. You take one look at Kelsey, all the names go out of your head. I get it. This is the fun part where he tries to be a guy. He tries to bust balls a little bit, and then he really hurts feelings. It's really fun to watch. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Chad's a great comedian, and Chad is featured on Netflix, and he just told the really touching story about helping his father steal a car inadvertently. That's right. It's just terrifying.
You know, I didn't help my dad do anything, but I was witness to him, you know, rolling some...
Your father was a drug dealer.
Cigarettes. Thank you, Tom.
Not to put too fine a point on it.
Some herbal cigarettes?
Herbal cigarettes while we watched Laughing Together, some of my happiest memories as a child.
Nothing wrong with that.
Well, at the time, it was you'd be in the federal pen, I think. But
You sticking it to the man.
I guess. Yeah, he was a fun-loving sort, if you might.
Okay. Did he have a real job ever?
Yeah, he worked at a factory. He worked
I just thought he was a drug dealer.
He worked at
Pura.
Well,
you have to have a cover job.
He worked at the factory to, you know...
to have clients.
Cultivate clients, yeah. Sure. You know Brillo pads?
Sure.
Purex Brillo.
Yeah, like
he worked
Brillo
at Purex, Purex factory in London, Ohio.
Oh, no kidding.
Forever.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the first I heard of this.
Always reminded me of pubic hair.
Brillo pads?
Yeah.
Boy, who were you? Were you dating a cyborg? What woman has Brillo-like pubes?
What kind of vitamins was she taking to get that kind of strength in her pubic hair?
This sounds like something we might need in the future. If you could grow Brillo pad pubic hair.
That's why I'm not a fan of the pubes.
There was a, remember the Dobie pad? It's a little.
I remember, and I imagine there's still other, the SOS pad.
Yeah, that's what we use.
Yeah, that was the more
that, softer Brillo.
Remember that birth control sponge thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, after you were done with her, Josh, you could go to the kitchen and do a little cleanup.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Boy.
Now, you know what you do in the kitchen.
The fridge looks streaky.
Chick, now he's showing off for company.
I know he is. Yeah.
Sorry. Not showing up. I just didn't have the Brillo pad. Well, we should go around the horn. Have anybody else had horrible experiences with their father?
What about you?
Pubic hair.
Your father almost killed you delivering papers one morning.
Because he was trying to do the right thing.
Yeah, of course.
My dad had polio, as you may not know. And so he really couldn't drive. But
being a Griswold, he wasn't going to let that get in his way.
I had paper routes throughout my life, most of my life. And
can you imagine seeing this prick delivering your paper?
I'm here to collect $4.85 for the week.
God, I hated
that little.
I would actually. I could picture you delivering the paper and going like, "Hey, this headline is wrong. This never happened."
Yeah, exactly.
This is what
they claim.
I remember the delivering the Cleveland Press on the afternoon of November 22nd. It was a Friday, 1963. Kennedy assassinated. Johnson takes oath. I said, "I'm not so sure about this."
So was it the
Plain Dealer and then the Cleveland Press and the Press,
Press
folded.
Was the, Press was the afternoon paper, yeah.
Okay, so that's not... But
which one were you delivering when your father tried to murder you?
The Plain Dealer in the morning. And he, but it was snowing real bad one morning. He said, I'll help you out. And he never drove.
I'll help you out there, but youngest child.
I'm not kidding. For those of you who are familiar with my street, he was heading directly for an oak tree on Soulgrave Oval.
Those familiar with my street?
It's an insane thing to say.
For those of you who are familiar.
So, once again, this is the third time I've told you this in 2 days. Your memories aren't everyone's memory.
I'll help you here. At the end of my street was a Soulgrave Oval, so it was kind of like a dead end, but there was a tree right there, so if you didn't stop, you'd hit a tree.
Sure.
So he's going right for the tree. I swear to God, he took his hands off the wheel. Remember, it's snowing and really slippery, and picked up his leg to move it over to the brake.
Mm.
And that was the last time he drove. We decided, you know, Dad, maybe... And he hadn't driven in years
for
at the time.
Those familiar with my street.
Great man.
You've seen the Tom Griswold biography.
For those of you.
Paul Newman was from my town, you know?
Good God.
Oh, yeah. The great Paul Newman.
Sure.
We're talking with comedian Chad Daniels. Once again, Chad, tell me more about your comedy special. It's on Netflix.
On Netflix, called Empty Nester. It's basically my son just got married. My daughter went to college. I was left all by myself. And then girlfriend came into town, and it's all about all that stuff.
All right. Yeah. So it's all good. Your life's going great.
My life is right now great. Just, you know me, currently waiting for the other shoe to drop.
How long have you had the beard?
Yeah, I've had the beard for a long time. Maybe 6 years.
Wow.
Something like that.
And because there was a time when very few comedians had beards.
Yeah, that's true. There were a time when very, very few comedians needed to hide double chins with beards.
And I just heard a thing about...
Well, you know, beards are in general.
Sure.
This is there haven't been a lot of politicians at higher levels with beards until recently.
Right.
Kind of an interesting thing going on.
Yeah, I've always said that beards are like sweatpants for your face. You can't really tell how chubby you're getting when you're wearing them.
I see. You look good. You got a nice full beard. A lot of people out there don't, but they keep growing them anyway. Sad, really. Yours gets a quick thumbs up.
Thank you.
And you've got the tats.
I do.
Do you allow your children to get tats? Do you have any say in their lives?
It's kind of, I have some say in their lives, but mostly when they call me for money, I make them talk to me for a total of 10 minutes before I give it to them.
That's good.
Yeah. That's kind of my thing. But it's what they want to get tattoos. Like when you're 18, get tattoos. When you're 25, if you want to smoke dope, do it. Like when your brain's done developing, fine. Right? Mm. But who knows if they're listening to me? I have no idea.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't check them for tattoos.
Your son is married?
I know.
Gosh, I remember when he was this big.
Yeah, when he got engaged, he was 23, and I go, hey, do you think you're a little young to get engaged? And he goes, I don't know, you think you're a little old to be a boyfriend? Okay, I'll see you at the wedding, my man.
All right, high five, up top.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Sounds good. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
We have a couple things we need to check in with. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I have big news for you.
Yes.
And you, Chick McGee.
Yes.
Today kicks off the Burmese python wrangling in the Everglades.
Okay.
Chad, this is something I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to do this.
Put up or shut up. We got to go do it.
Yeah.
Yep, the annual Florida Python Challenge begins today. Competition between hunters to capture the most and longest Burmese pythons. It's a 10-day hunt. It's got $30,000 in prizes, $10,000 for the most, I love how they put this, snakes humanely killed.
Yeah, they do humanely kill them. Yeah, yeah.
Well,
what does that mean exactly?
I honestly think they like euthanize them. They don't, you know.
You don't teach them to smoke and then you just wait for
it takes a while. Yeah.
Put them in a sleeper hold and just whisper.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, you were loved. Go to sleep.
They're pythons. You got it. What, you shoot them?
You just luck.
No, I think they inject them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that dangerous?
Well, no, they know what they're
not,
doing.
Not any more dangerous than hunting python in general.
I would genuinely do this.
You're kidding me.
No, you know me. I'm not afraid of snakes. I don't have a fear of them at all.
You just got bit.
Yeah, I got bit by a snake, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Because I was trying to save it. I mean, you'd think I would have learned my lesson.
Oh, was that the Ungrateful Copperhead? Is that what
that was? I love that novel.
That's a bastard.
I was fishing, and there was a snake wrapped up in some netting, and it was good. It would drown if I wouldn't, you know, or it would starve if I didn't do anything. And so,
stop. Snakes have gills. Come on.
Well,
you did the right thing.
Thank you, yeah.
Yes.
This snake is maybe starving. I'll put my hand down by its face. See what happens.
We just had a guy last week that stopped at the side of the road to move a rattlesnake and got bitten, ended up in a coma.
Well, that's the thing. I knew this wasn't a rattlesnake. I'm not going to move a rattlesnake.
So anyways, get back to this hunt thing. How does this work now?
You go down to the Everglades and you hunt pythons. You have 10 days, and then the biggest, longest python wins a prize.
What is the technique to hunt these things, Josh?
You sneak up on them, essentially. I mean, you look for them, when you find them, you just got to grab them, and you grab them right behind the head. And
that's why I'm going. I'm what's called as the grabber.
And then you...
What if you
put them in these sacks, and then you cinch the sack, and...
You don't just shoot them in the head and...
No, you don't kill them. No, that's cruel.
That would be cruel.
No, that's smart. That way
you
get your
put them in
bit.
A sack, and then you bring them for someone else to kill them. Please, Tom.
Yes.
You know what we should... We should go down there and talk like this the whole time we're there. Look at this one. Oh, my God. Where are you from? You know, stuff like that. I bet you're from Burma.
That's going to be way too many words, I think.
Burma.
I think with a snake competition, you're going to get a lot of, we got to go now.
Yeah, you're right. It's very guttural, very
more like
it's just syllables, not words.
Those guys will enjoy you making fun of them. Hey, you know what we're going to do with this Josh Redneck? We're going to throw him in the sea.
Now, my fear would be the venomous snakes that are in there while you're just trying to find the non-venomous
and the gators, because there are tons
of gators. That's also a concern.
The bobcats.
You've got to be out of your mind.
If you've ever been in the Everglades, gators are everywhere.
That's the thing. Yeah.
But you do this.
Yes. I asked my brothers, and I think one would go.
And I would go, because what have I got to live for, Tom?
Okay, that's fine.
I'll
send you there next year.
Oh, yeah, please do. That's the thing. We always find out about it too late.
Well, I think it's around this time every year, so I'll put it on my calendar for next year.
Do you hook up with a crew, a team?
You have your team, and then you go.
Oh, you got a team, all right.
Do you get an airboat? What do you got?
We could probably find someone. There's probably someone listening who's into this.
Oh, sure.
That they would have you as a member of their crew.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
Why are you just talking to Josh? Why am I being cut out of this snake hunting thing?
Because he doesn't think you'd do it.
Because he'd do it.
Will you back out if we sign up?
Absolutely not.
You won't do this.
Why wouldn't I go and try to get killed by a snake at this point in my life?
We're gonna
Why would I not do that?
We're gonna have to wear those headband flashlights.
I will.
And do you hunt them at night?
Well, that's often when they're most.
That makes it better.
You know what, Chrissy? That levels the playing field.
What about chainmail? Are you gonna?
Just some sturdy jeans.
Some sturdy jeans.
They can't bite through Carhartt, I tell you that.
Isn't there a show that does this? They show these guys chasing these pythons?
Yeah.
And it's...
So you could watch that and...
Well, I did. I do watch
Live Vicarious.
I've seen a lot of that stuff, and
that would be fun.
Now he knows what to do.
The one time I watched, they have giant lights on their pickup trucks.
And yeah.
Driving down the lane, but then they'll hit what they think's a speed bump. But it's a python.
See, that's the thing, too. We can be in shallow water barefoot, and then you just walk, and when you feel one under you...
That's right.
You grab it.
Oh, I'm so...
Oh, now, does it die from the defecant emerging from your ass when you're so terrified?
I've never been so excited.
Who the hell walks barefoot?
You just want to drag your feet underwater until you hit a giant snake?
That's how you find anacondas.
In the Everglades.
But that's how we can find the python. Chad, you want to go?
No. The only thing I know about anacondas is that they don't want none unless you got buns, hon.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
that's all right.
We all learned that.
We'll never forget what Ice Cube said. It snakes out there this big. From anaconda.
That's what he said. He sure did.
Oh, we've learned a lot.
It's snakes out there this big.
You're joking about the bare feet, though, right?
No, he's not. That is kind of how you find anaconda.
They do kind of do that. No.
You could do that.
These guys are so crazy.
I wouldn't do that technique, no. No, I would just...
On a different topic, could you do the thing where you shove your arm into a hole to get a catfish?
Noodling?
Yeah.
I would not do that.
No, but...
Interesting, because I've done that.
But you have noodled?
Yeah.
Now, my thing with that is you have to really submerge yourself for quite a while. Did you have to?
You have to hold your breath. I didn't have to for quite a while.
Okay.
But they kind of put my arm in the hole.
Gotcha.
I was working in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and they brought me not in Tulsa, Oklahoma, just outside.
Okay, yeah.
And then all of a sudden... It clamps down and you go, man, that's kind of like, that's a soft spot.
Yeah.
Oh. And you pull it out. But it is interesting. It's very fun.
That's wild that you did it.
Because I wouldn't do what you're doing.
How big is this fish that you pulled out?
Oh, they're very, very heavy.
Yeah, probably 40, 50 pounds.
Yeah, all I know is like people had to grab me to get me up.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Yeah. That makes me a little nervous having my head underwater for a while. Like,
What do you mean when the anaconda holds you under and you're flailing and kicking and regretting doing it? But at least it'll be dark so they can't see you dying.
You should wear a t-shirt down there that says, I'd rather be noodling. Just in case someone gets a video, they'll be like, this is going viral for sure.
More Bob and Tom Extra is coming up next.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and his Small Bill co-stars take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
We're going to watch every episode.
Join us. It's Big Talk.
You remember when I had to shave my head?
Oh, I think I was angry with this one.
On Smallville.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
The scene you did, and this is the one that got me fired.
Okay.
What? Here we go.
I love the excursions with me and Welling.
It's everything that Superman stands for.
It's Talkville.
Talkville, we always talk about it. It's a great thing.
The Smallville Rewatch Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.